Oh, it's been too long. It's been too long.
It has. It has.
Volume. Today on Match Volume, think you have a good reggae collection? Think again.
It's over 300,000 items. Now it's 7 rooms floor to ceiling. We've had to move twice to house the collection.
I am so excited for today's show.
I am equally excited.
No more, no less.
Just I am on par with your excitement.
That's how in sync we are, America. We feel the exact same emotions at the exact same time.
I love you, Matt.
I love you too, Victor. Victor, why don't you tell the people what Match Volume is?
So, Match Volume, it's an interviews podcast. We talk with people who either have something interesting to say or are experts kind of in their field and kind of everything in between.
People like Douglas Lyle. I should say Dr. Douglas Lyle.
Ooh,
he's a cardiologist in Orange County, but he's also a murder consultant.
A murder consultant?
You heard me, Victor.
What does that mean?
Well, we'll let our reporter, Stephanie Case, explain.
What's the wildest challenge you've ever got to make a story work?
One great one that Lee Goldberg, who wrote all the Diagnosis Murder books, he wanted the son to kill the father who was having a kidney transplant, and he wanted to figure out a way to put something into the solution after they took the kidney from the donor out. And then when they put it in the father, it was a poison that would kill him. And I said, well, that's a little difficult because people in the operating room notice stuff like that because there's a rhythm to it. I said, why not this? Have the son be the donor. You know, their family, the chance of a match is much higher. So the son matches, and it's his kidney that's going into the father. We'll have the father deathly allergic to penicillin, but the son not. And the night before, the son loads himself up with penicillin. Nothing looks different. Nothing smells different. Everything's the same. The surgeon doesn't know that the kidney's loaded with penicillin. Who would? And so he takes it out, puts it in the father, and bang, the father has an anaphylactic reaction and dies.
Wouldn't they figure that out, though?
It happens quickly and dramatically, and the blood pressure drops. In an operating room, when the blood pressure drops, there's two places you look first, bleeding and the anesthesiologist. And that takes a few minutes. What's going on? What did it? Check this, check that. But meanwhile, the anaphylactic reaction is getting worse, and the blood pressure's gone to zero. It could be found out. It could be completely overlooked.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Victor.
As a white male, how much do you know about Bob Marley?
Probably not as much as the average white male. Like, I have legend because that's what comes in your college acceptance.
So I know you probably don't know as much as Roger Steffens. He has an estimate, now he even says this, of 300,000 like reggae items.
So he's really a reggae hoarder.
Yeah, and like if he could be on Hoarders, like his like daughter and wife would be like, stop collecting reggae. Like, please, we love you, but you need to stop collecting reggae.
This is hurting the family.
We had our reporter, Vanessa Okoth-Obo, go to his house and kind of take a look at this obsession.
How did you come to learn about reggae and to fall so in love with it?
I read an article in Rolling Stone, and he said, reggae music crawls into your bloodstream like some vampire amoeba from the psychic rapids of Upper Niger consciousness. I have never heard anything like that before. I got to find it. And I went out immediately and got a copy of Catch a Fire.
So the logical way to end the show today would be for us to do our outros and our thank yous while we play some Bob Marley underneath me and Victor talking. But because we're not cliche, because this is Match Volume, because we don't have the licensing arrangement with the Marley estate,
stand up for your rights.
We're just going to have Victor sing a mix up of Marley songs while I do these outros.
Stand up for your rights.
That's it for this edition of Match Volume. Thank you so much for listening. We'd like to give a special thanks to our reporters, Vanessa and Stephanie, who came up with fantastic pieces today for the best episode of Match Volume to date. We'd also like to thank all our guests. And finally, Match Volume is a podcast of Annenberg Radio News and the Media Center at USC's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. I'm Matt Levin.
Bad boys, bad boys.
That's Victor Figueroa.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
Thank you for listening.
Volume. Volume.